God, we just thank you so much for bringing us here today. We thank you, God, that we can meet in a place like this and just get to know who you are. And so we pray that you bless this Bible study. And I just thank you for each person here that has come, young and old, and just bless our time together. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, as most of those of you who don't know, this is all new to me. This whole building is new. I left America in December, and when we were meeting as a church, we were not meeting here, you know? So we were in this other building, this school actually. And to be here with all of you is absolutely amazing for me. I feel like I've gained like more sisters. So it's amazing, you know. It's like, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. That's just God, you know. He gives us mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters. We're never alone, ever. And so, for those of you who don't know, I was in South Africa for 3 months. Our beloved pastor from South Africa, unfortunately, he lost his wife. And so, it was all very, very sudden, but Latasha and I left, and I ended up staying there for 3 months. They have 3 children, and then church, you know, they... 2 churches, so there was a lot to do there while I was there. But every time I was there, Niasha or Caitlin or others would send pictures of everything that was going on here, and I was like, I have to meet these people. I can't, you know. I was like eager to meet you guys, and I was running out of patience. I was like, I can't have it, you know.
Everybody kept telling us stories. People start talking about you, and then they would just
have to be
like, "You'll be here soon. She's coming soon."
And
I'm like, "Well, when is she
going to
be here already?"
Yeah, it was the same. Exactly the same for me. So then, from South Africa, I went to Hungary, and then from Hungary to my country, Cyprus, and then to America. So I was, by the time I got to America, I was like, "Take me!" You know, I couldn't wait to see you guys. And, you know, often I think of Latasha. Let me just backtrack. Latasha, it was 2 weeks ago. She spoke about the patience of God.
Yes.
Do we remember that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she spoke, and I love how she described it, okay? She said, God is like the hound of heaven. And a hound is like a dog, okay, but like a great dog, you know, it's a good breed. And have you ever noticed that we have this term, a dog is a man's best friend? Like he'll go after his owner, he'll never leave his owner. And so that's like, if we could describe God in that sense, he's just like that. He doesn't give up on us. He's always after us. He never stops. And he's very, 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 very patient with us. You have this beautiful baby here, right?
This is my grandson.
Your grandson. And your daughter. And you've had to be very patient because sometimes, okay, the baby starts to cry, you know. The daughter is also crying, you know. Everything can be like this, a little crazy. And you have to be like, it's okay. I went through this too. It's okay. We're going to get through this. That's like the patience of God with us, you know. He's seeing us from here and he's saying, it's okay. We're going to get through this. I love you no matter what. Things are going to go up, things are going to go down, but I love you. And another word to describe this word, patience, is long suffering. Something that like suffers a long time. This baby is going to be how old? How old is this baby?
He's 11 months.
He's 11 months. Okay, so you're going to have this baby, this child, till how old? And then when will you give it away? You're never going to give it away.
No.
You sure?
Yes. How would I give my child away?
Well, like Cass.
So that's my point. You see, another word to describe patience is long suffering.
Right.
You said it perfectly. I love it. Never.
Never.
What are you talking about? I'm never going to give my baby away. It's my child. God suffers a long time for us. We're His children, and He's going to suffer very, very, very long. Because He loves us so much. And I love that. And I think sometimes, you know, another thing Latasha said was, patience has a, does anyone remember it?
Plan.
Patience has a plan. So we have this baby, okay? I'm going to use you a lot tonight because I think it's perfect, okay? Now, could you imagine, like, okay, what's the plan for this baby? Well, you're going to feed the baby. You're going to clothe the baby, change the baby, and then leave it in the house for the rest of its life. You're just going to leave it in the house. I don't think so. Do we do that, mothers?
No.
even if we wanted to, can we keep our children in the house?
No.
Hi, Brigitte. Hi, Kachina.
For a little while, you know, just stay there for a little bit.
Well, I'm telling you, God has a plan. God is patient. God suffers long. He suffers a long, long time. And even once this baby reaches the age of 18, he's still going to be in your life. Because you're still in your mother's life. And on and on and on it goes. You see what I mean? We don't give up on our kids, but can you imagine how much more it is for God? For God not to give up on His children. He's a very, very patient God. And thank God He has a plan. Now, okay, we all are from very different walks of life, different ages. Jordan, you're 11, right? 12?
12.
12. You're 12, I'm 31, and on and on and on it goes, okay? So we all have different stories. 31, yeah.
21.
Amen. Amen. We all have different stories, and we could possibly be from different countries, okay? I'm from Cyprus, Sarah's from France. And on and on. And I don't know if you're all from York or you're from different parts of America and you've landed in York, you know? So God has a plan for each one of us. Now, would you say that I think we've all lived different lives, correct? I think we could say that. My life in Cyprus is very different from maybe your life in York or maybe Sarah's life in France. Or maybe someone else's life in like Philadelphia or wherever it might be. Okay? So, God has a plan. So, things that happen in our lives are for a reason. Okay? It's like we could go up, we could go down. There could be a lot happening. Okay? But God never stops coming at us. He doesn't give up on us. And just like you're never going to leave your child, God is never going to leave us. He's going to be very patient with us. And I like this word, this thought that He suffers long, okay? And so, you know, I was thinking of a story about this suffering long, which is another word for patience. And the story happens in Genesis 37. And I'm just going to kind of describe it a little bit, okay? But who knows the story of Joseph? Okay, well, there was this man, and he was at that time the youngest of a lot of brothers, okay? And his father loved him very, very much, okay? And he made it very obvious that he loved his son, his younger son, but he had other sons too, okay? And the other sons were getting very jealous. Mothers, have you ever favored one of your children publicly?
According to my daughter, I always favored my son, but then according to my son, I always favored my daughter. So I think I treated it equally, but of course,
my favorite child is my
favorite. Well, with Joseph, okay, his father was Jacob, and Jacob favored Joseph, and he showed his love. He made him a really beautiful, bright coat. It's like this dress with lots of other colors, okay? And, I mean, come on, you know, talk about, and the other brothers were like, oh, I can't believe it. They were so angry, they were so jealous, they were so upset. And on top of that, Joseph was having these dreams that one day they would all bow down to him. Could you imagine saying that to your brothers? Hey, I just had a dream that you're going to bow down to me. Bow down right now. No. You know, can you imagine? Crazy, eh? But those dreams, were prophetic, meaning they were about the future. Joseph didn't know. No one else knew. And what happened? His brothers one day got so angry, they sold him into slavery. They actually captured him, threw him in a ditch, and they saw this tribe coming, you know? And they said, now is our chance to get rid of him. Let's get rid of him. So they got rid of him, sold him for some money, and then they took that coat and they dipped it in blood of like a goat or a lamb or something. And then they told their father, Father, Joseph's dead. Joseph's dead. And the dad was like, what? Yeah, we found this. He's dead. What? And his dad was so upset. He lost his will to want to live. He was so upset. Now, ladies, why am I saying this story? Because God's patience has a plan. You see, it's never for no reason. It has a plan. And the ending of that story is a lot of things happen to Joseph, okay? He lives a very hard life. But in the end, he becomes the second commander of Egypt. Basically, Pharaoh was the top, and Joseph was the second. And Joseph was used to save the whole area, not just Egypt, all those other countries and tribes from famine, because there was no rain, and they were all going to die. But Joseph got another dream that if they start to save the grain, save the food, you know, they would be saved. And Joseph basically, he became like chief ruler. It's like, I don't know, the chief of Pennsylvania. You know, we could think of that, okay? Someone under, maybe Trump is better. Right under Trump, okay? That's who Joseph became. Do you think Joseph thought that was going to happen while he was being sold and gotten rid of? No. Many times in our lives we go through things, okay? And it can be really difficult. And we can wonder to ourselves, what is going on, Lord? I have no idea. Okay? And the whole time, God is saying, I am patient. I am long-suffering. And actually, you can have this. It's a gift. And because I have it, you can have it too. And we can be very patient towards each other. Okay? We can be very... Things could come at us and we don't know why they're happening. We have no idea. And I'm sure in this room alone, I could probably write books of stories, testimonies from all of you that maybe are quite similar to Joseph's story. You see, God is long-suffering. He suffers a very long time. And your baby and your baby to come, you're going to be taking care of that those babies for a long time. And like you said, I'm never going to get rid of my babies. They're mine. And God says the same thing. He says, I'm not going to get rid of you. You're mine. And I'm going to suffer a very, very long time for you because I love you. And that's the patience of God. Thank God. Have you ever been like with impatient people? My dad was never allowed to teach me how to drive because I would have crashed the car. He'd be like, stop, stop, go, turn. And I'm like this, you know, I can't drive, I can't learn. That's like impatient. He was impatient. My mom, she was like, stop. Turn left. I'm like, blinker. Turn right. Blinker. Stop. Because I would have hit the car. But she said it in a very soft way. Stop. If it was my dad, he would be like, get out of the car. I'm going to drive. You know? Do you understand? Like, that's the... Now, the God is not that way. God knows... He suffers a long, long time. And thank God he is that way with us. Because honestly, I'm not a patient person. And I could easily be like my dad. Get out of the car. You give me the keys, you know. And we could be that way maybe with each other. I could be like, okay, I'm done. That's enough, you know. I have nothing more to say to you. And God is saying, hey, I'm very patient with you, Sophie. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. You know, like he wants us to be patient also with each other because we have that in us, that gift. And in Colossians 3:12, and you could just write this and maybe look at it later, but I'll just read it a little bit, okay? It says, beloved, let me just read it. My notes are paraphrasing it. But we actually have that. And our father is like that. I mean, you know, Sandra's girls look just like Sandra. Genes pass on. Well, we have God's genes. Thank God. And actually, we do have this one. So, Colossians 3, verse 12. It says here, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and this is the word we have learned today. Long suffering. Long suffering. It's going to be a long time. And I look at you and I think to myself, you've seen a lot of people in your life. You've probably raised a lot of people in your life. And your precious daughter. Okay? What I'm trying to say is that we have this, ladies, in us, actually. We do. But we must understand that the things we go through are not by chance, not by mistake, that God's patience has a plan. And do you think that Jesus died on the cross for no plan? He had a plan, or else it would have been in vain. He would have just died and that's it. No, he died so that we could actually have him in our hearts. We could go to heaven. There was a plan. And nothing we go through, and I want to encourage you today, we're not going to be long, but nothing we go through is for no reason, okay? I don't think it's a mistake that we're all here in this building today. Just think about it. Think about where we've come from. Think about the journeys we've had to get here, you know? I think that's amazing when I think about that, you know? And Irene just hanging, keeping this place for so long, suffering long, you know? We must suffer long for each other, ladies. You know, when things don't go right, when things are a little crazy, I remember Jesus. I suffer long. And just think of the plan of Joseph. God put him through that because he needed him to be the second person in command in Egypt. He needed him to be under President Trump, okay, to save, let's say, America. But he was saving Egypt and he was saving that whole place. Now, could you imagine you being that person?
But you're saying Donald Trump is saving?
No, I'm using that as just an example. Just an example, okay? But just an example, like, so we could understand Joseph, okay? He was under Pharaoh. That's how high he was. And if we could imagine what that means in modern day, it would be like being under the president, you know, and having that much power. And that's exactly. But my point is there was a reason for all that suffering, you know, that patience has a plan. And thank God it does, because if it didn't, why are we here? You know, he has a plan for us. You know, like Marcella sends us this message about her son, and we're like all praying for her son, and God makes a way, you know? Like, he has a plan. And that's what I love about long-suffering and the patience of God, you know? And so today, if we understand nothing but we understand this, that God is a patient God, but he is long-suffering. He suffers a long time for us, and that we also, the things we go through in life, it's for a reason. You know, like, you were working all day Mother's Day, and you ended up coming to the church. You were tired, but you wanted to come, and it was amazing to see you. You know, you work hard, you know. There's a plan there, though. It's not just because. There's nothing we do here that's just because. God has a plan. And nothing he does is without that. You know? I didn't know I was going to be in South Africa. I was praying. My visa in December for America was coming to an end. And I had to leave. And I was praying, God, where am I going to go? I don't know. And I was trying different things. I was getting anxious. I was like, I don't know what to do. You know, in my heart was pounding, you know. And all of a sudden, one morning I woke up and God, I was reading my devotional. And he said, don't talk to me about this anymore. I know what I'm doing with you. I'm like, okay, be patient. Okay. And then a week later, we receive a phone call, and I was in South Africa. You see, God has a plan. You know, he doesn't just leave us and that's it. He has a plan, and he's very patient in his planning, you know? Like, sometimes when we think of a planner, they're fast, you know. But God is patient but long. And he can wait as long as it's needed for whatever plan to come to pass. Okay? So that's all I wanted to share tonight. But let's think about that and let's be encouraged, you know, that there's nothing here, none of us are going through, that's without a plan. And that he is a patient God and he suffers long. And every time I think of long suffering, I'll think of you guys and your baby, you know. Yeah, and that's important, you know. It's important to realize that. That there's a plan, though. It's not just because. There's no just becauses in life. Okay, not for the child of God. Everything has a plan. Okay, and God has a purpose. Everything. Amen?
Amen.
Does anyone have like a question or something that they want to say? Maybe a comment or something?
Oh, when you said about the when God does things for a reason, basically for a plan, made me realize that day that my son had seizures. My son was praying in the church and stuff.
In the house. Seizures and seizures in the house were not corner crying.
Things before, I think it was a reason why I got my son went through the thing he did. I said, in God's name.
Yeah, let them know.
I was in my ultrasound appointment.
Yeah.
With this baby. And I was not too happy about it being a boy. So, I was saying, something that I didn't want it, and my mom said, God is going to punish me. I'm going to take it and send it and punish me. I don't care what happens to this baby and stuff like that. And like a week later, the thing happened with the baby, with him, and got him getting seizures and stuff. And it actually brought some people closer because of what happened to him.
Yeah. Yeah, we, in our craziness, you know, we could say a lot of crazy things. But remember, God sees beyond that. It's like, I'm here right now, we're here. But actually, God sees the future because God is his everywhere present, and he's like already in the future, and maybe that was to put your family together, you know, to get you guys here.
They got me and my mom, and me and my family.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. God is long suffering. He suffers a very long time for us, you know. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care about time. He'll take his time. He does not care, ladies. You know, if it's 10 years, if 10 years is what it's going to take, it's 10 years. If it's 20, it's 20. And if it's 40, it's 40. And with Moses, we don't know why he was in the wilderness 40 years, but it was 40. You know, we don't know, but he doesn't care because he sees the future. He knows what he's after, you know? So that's really cool.
And that is very true what you said.
Yeah.
It does not matter how long that it takes.
Yeah.
My mom waited 11 years to have us in her arms again.
It's amazing. That's what I'm saying, ladies. Like, you know, when we think of God, it's good to know who he is, right? So good, because when things come against that, or things are opposite to what I know or what the Bible says, I can say no. Hang on a minute. God says he's not going to leave me. And that's that. That's who God is. God is patient. God is long-suffering. So there. Talk to the head. You know, like, we don't... Some things, like, that's why I love studies like this, you know? Because we get to know who God is. And that's so important. So important, you know? Does anyone else have maybe anything?
A lot of people... And I used to make this mistake myself, like when I didn't understand a lot about like having a relationship with God, that when we like decide to go our own way into the world and we're not following what God wants us to do and we're not talking to him daily and we're not doing the things that he wants for our life, because it should be his will, like we all know that, but we always make the mistake, like I know I did, but I'm sure maybe other people here too have made the mistake, like, oh, God left me, and now, you know, I gotta go find him. No, it was never a fact that God left us. We left God. But every time that we left him, he still stayed right here. Even though we didn't see it because we didn't want to see it, he was always right there. And it took me a long time to realize that I didn't have to seek him out because he never left. I'm the one that left.
I just want to say that This is something I used to do. God says we are like his children and we're in the center of his palm, okay? So like when I go crazy or do whatever, and I can fall, okay, I can fall like this, okay? But I'm still in his palm.
Right.
I don't fall like
right.
I don't fall like that. Okay, I always fall like right there. Okay, like that doesn't happen. Okay, I fall right here. And you know what he's saying the whole time? He's saying, "Come on, get up. Come on, you can do it."
Well, right, because he reaches as far as the east is from the west. And exactly. It wasn't until I really started like listening, like I would go to church and I would go through the motions and I would sing the songs while they were there, and you know, like while I was there. But then when I left, I didn't think about those songs. I was like, I did my good deeds for the week, I went to church, I did whatever, and now I'm going to go live my life. I realized that it was just, that was toxic for my own life, because I wasn't even gaining anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was still out there just roaming around lost, like I wasn't gaining anything from what I was coming here, not here, but in the church in general. But then when I really started getting back into my faith, and I started actually like listening to the songs, I'm like, everything just makes so much more sense now. And I don't know if it's because I grew in my faith to a point where God then started showing me other things, because then I started praying, like, I pray for God to give me his eyes so I can see things the way he sees them, and give me his heart so that I can deal with things the way that he would deal with them, because then it just gives you a whole different understanding of his plan and his words. And now when I sing praise and worship songs, like, I really feel them. Feel them sometimes to a point where I just sing and cry my eyes out. I think I'm crazy.
No, that's perfect.
Because I just feel so full of God that there's no outlet for it, except for me just to sing and cry. But they're tears of joy. So
And you know,
it's
like,
for me now.
When we're in that place, you know, like, the more we get to know who God is, it's such a comfort to our souls, because I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna be all right. I don't feel good right now, at all. I don't want to eat. I don't want to get out of my room. I'm done.
Yes.
And he's saying, all right, I'm just gonna be patient with you. Mm-hmm. So he's like watching that door. Watching me is God. It's like, where can we run? Where can we hide from God?
Yes.
We can't run and hide. But he'll be like, okay, I'll just be patient with you and I'll just wait. Remember, he suffers a long time. And it doesn't matter how long, he's gonna wait it out. You know, sometimes we need to go through things because, you know, maybe we're a little stubborn. I'm very stubborn, my gosh, you know, and I've had to learn some things very, like, it didn't have to be this way, but I'm stubborn, so I had to learn it that way, because, and then I got it,
yep.
But you see, he waits long, he doesn't care, he's God.
Exactly. You know? Like, if you're going to run away, guess what? You can't run.
Yeah.
There is nowhere that you could run that's far enough to run away from me.
And there is no, actually, Corrie ten Boom, who was, she was during the time where the Germans had invaded, and it was during the Nazi time.
Yes.
But she was in concentration camp, and she said, like, there is no pit that is so deep that his love, like, cannot hold us. Corrie ten Boom. But I never forgot that, like, that he is not still deeper. That he's not still deeper, you know? Because his love is deep, ladies. We're not talking shallow stuff. You know, have you ever been, you put your baby today in that kiddie pool? It was shallow, right? Thank God. So, but with God, he wants us in a deep pool. He's always taking us deeper and deeper and deeper. You know, that's how he is drawing us. You know, he's after deep relationships. You know, have you ever been with someone and it's like you can't really get past the hi and the bye and God bless you, bye. Like, you know, there's so much more. It's like deep, you know, deep.
I went on a plane to Baltimore to the church. And I went there because I met my son. This was the first time, like, I went to something with church. And he kept on, like, all day. He was like, watch when Mr. Adams come, you're going to change your mind. And I said, no. I said, if you've been keeping the room clean all week, I bet you I'll go. And that was our bet. And I'm, like, thinking, let me go to this play with him. But I sat beside him, and this boy explained everything that went on in the play. Step by step, every single thing. And I'm like, Harold, how do you know all that? And he's like, well, we do go with Mr. Alex, and we go to Carol Club, and we go to Bob's. And he's like, explaining it. And I felt so bad. I'm like, my son really knows all this, and I don't know nothing that was going on. And he explained everything to me. And then at night, we was home. I'm talking to him, and just like the stuff that he was talking to me, I was like, wow. And I have, like, I grew up in the church. My uncle was a pastor, my aunts and all that. But I never heard no one speak like my 11-year-old.
Wow.
And I sat there and I just stood there like I was shocked. And even my 18-year-old, she was like, I turned back and she's crying. And she was like, Mom, he's like real, real smart. And I said, no, he just knows what he's talking about. And it was just like, that just made me change right there. Like,
that's so amazing. It's really amazing. And that's what I'm saying, like, God, his longing, and he could take us deep. Oh, he wants to take us deep. All of us. There's no one left. All of us. And all of us. You know? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. So let's just remember that he's a patient God, that he has a plan, and that he suffers long. And if we remember those things, I think it's a good, good thing to remember. When things go crazy, ladies, because they will, it's guaranteed, you know. We have a God that suffers long, and you're not alone. He's right there.
Like the dope one time, Pastor Omar was teaching Bible study, and he said, like, there's something with this subject. And he said, in questioning him and stuff like that, there is a prayer or a good question. Because we're going through stuff, there is a good one of us. And he said, no. Even though we're still doing it.
Listen, I mean, I could do a lot of things on the part. I could be turning around. I could be walking this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. You know, and that's fine. Just remember something, though. It's never, it's never that. You know, it's always here, and you're fine. You're fine. You're right there. Okay? You know, and that's really cool. Like, sometimes I think we could think that way. Like, oh, it's gone. I'm dead. And it's not that at all. Okay? Remember, If you love your kids, you love your children so much that you said, I'm never going to get rid of them. How much more God? Let's think about that, ladies. How much more God? He loves us. He's very patient with us. And he'll be patient till the very end, till we see him. Amen?
Amen.